Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We're about to get the best of hockey insider Darren Dreger from TSN today. I can tell his mood, I think, is in exactly the right place for this afternoon. Hi, Dregs. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Yeah, tis the season, right? Tis the season of
tis the late February. You guys got a lot of snow in Toronto, and let's get the trade deadline out of the way because you're working hard, I'm sure. And right now, I'm being told it's very quiet. Is it very quiet, or is that what people want to believe it is?
Yeah, more of the latter, and that's probably coming from, you know, some hockey operations departments around the National Hockey League. But now it might be, you know, quiet for them. And at this point, with the trade deadline just over 1 week away, most of the conversations have already taken place. So, you know, you've got the communications between one team who's trying to acquire a player. They've gone back and forth in some level of negotiations. The buying team doesn't like the asking price. The selling team is like, well, that's what it is. So you sit quiet. It almost goes dormant for a few days before you reconnect. And then you circle on another player. And, you know, and ultimately, you know, fans need to understand, and I think they do, how the whole process unfolds. Of course, you've got a list of the top players that you think are going to make your team better. But those players are hard to acquire. And maybe you, as the team that wants that player, don't have the same package or the same assets that the selling team can get from somewhere else. So when that becomes clear, then you move into player B, player C, player D. And that's where a lot of the managers are at right now. They've already got their lines in the water on some of the players they'd love to add to their team, but then they move down the list and they circle around. So what's the definition of quiet? Yeah, may not see a blockbuster in the next day or two, knock on wood, but that doesn't mean that the calls aren't incoming, outgoing, and all of that. That's just the reality of where we're at.
Well, Dregs, one of your fellow part-time colleagues at TSN has twice mentioned on airwaves this week that Rantanen to Buffalo would certainly be interesting. Now, I mean, teams are concerned about costs. This would minimize travel costs because you could walk right across the hallway tonight and join the Sabres and leave the Hurricanes in the process. And wouldn't that shake up the hockey world? I don't know whether I'm tongue-in-cheek, serious, not serious at all in this based on what Marty said earlier in the week, but I am curious about, obviously.
Okay.
For our audience,
I Buffalo was the part-time colleague, but
I know this. I know this, and okay, not to just entirely bury you, Marty, but let's look at it from Carolina's perspective. And if you're talking about some of the top players from the Buffalo Sabres who've been speculated on for months now, like Dylan Cousins or Bo Byram or Alex Tuch, I mean, throw any, you know, player you want. Yeah, I mean, if I'm Carolina and I have a real good sense that Mikko Rantanen isn't going to extend, or I don't have the intestinal fortitude, the stomach to wait past the March 7th trade deadline in fear that he walks into free agency, I'm not going to be able to extend him, then that makes sense. But why would Buffalo give those assets and play the same game that Carolina unwisely played with Colorado? You don't make a trade for Mikko Rantanen now, I don't think, unless you're certain that you're getting that player, right? 100%. And so Mikko Rantanen would want to have to commit to Buffalo for the next 8 years.
Price is right, if he wants 13.5 or 14 million and it's on the table, maybe he says,
okay,
yeah,
because he didn't get it in Colorado and he may not get it in Carolina. But that's, again, there's this misinformation out there of what happened in Colorado. And I thought that Mikko Rantanen made it clear that they never got to that place in the negotiation with the Avalanche where he was willing to disclose what the discount to stay there was. Mm. And sure, we in the media speculate on, he goes to open market, he's a $14 million player. Mm-hmm. So what is that discount in Colorado? We'll never know because it never got there. So we're assuming that, you know, it's all about the money for Mikko Rantanen. And I don't think it is. I mean, he's a coveted free agent. He's going to get market value and it is going to be a bigger number. But I think winning matters as much to this guy as the dollars. And I'm reminded of that in conversation with his agent, Andy Scott, who said, hey, people keep talking about the potential of trade. Well, that trade can take two forms, right? And it can be now where he's able to get that eighth year, or maybe he doesn't get traded and he goes into free agency. He's not worried about the eighth year. Yeah. He's, you know, if he goes to free agency and all he can get is 7 years, well, he's not going to get $18 million times seven to recoup the money that he didn't get because of the eighth year. He's going to pick the team that's willing to pay him top market value and he can win on. So, I mean,
sure, but sounds Drake, to me like he's going back to Colorado.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, it seems, I think the market for him is going to be tremendous, right? I do. And I don't know that there's hard feelings between Rantanen and Colorado. I can see by the way he's playing that there's something that's amiss here. Mm. And maybe he's just going through a phase in a process. And I think that players do go through that, right? I mean, again, he was a cornerstone in Colorado and gets blindsided more or less by a trade. And, you know, well, how long did it take Marty Natchez to basically say like two games? Ooh, hockey is fun. Well, the way that Carolina plays the game, and this isn't a slight on Rod Brindamore. I mean, he's a hell of a coach and they've had a great amount of success in Carolina, but they play a very rigid system. And even though Mikko Rantanen is a very responsible hockey player, maybe that's not the system that he wants to play or that he loves or thinks he's going to be able to thrive in. And if he hits the open market, if the trade doesn't happen or if it happens, doesn't matter, and he still hits the open market, I mean, basically every contender, every single contender in the National Hockey League is going to try and make a pitch and make room for Mikko Rantanen. That's just how valued he is.
Yeah, but the reason there was a lot of speculations is because, like, Joe Sakic and general manager McFarland in Colorado, they're smart. Like, they have always been smart, asset management and trades and everything. So if they were going to move on from a player like Mikko Rantanen, it's because they knew it wasn't going to happen. So I think that's what it is. But your full-time colleague, Pierre LeBrun, just said he isn't buying the Canes potentially moving Rantanen. Mm. Do you think it's like all smoke right now? Because Pierre is saying, no, they're not moving him. They're going to keep him just like they did Jake Gensel last
year. Yeah. Well, I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me. But then why is Eric Tulsky having conversations with general managers around the league? And maybe that's in part doing what you have to do. You know, what Pierre is saying isn't inaccurate. And, you know, again, they paid a good amount to acquire Mikko Rantanen. I mean, despite the fact they're not playing very well of late, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes are still a contending team in the Eastern Conference, and the East is wide open. So if they find their stride, he has to be a crucial element to any level of success that they're going to have in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And so I get it. I do. I mean, I think that's part of the risk. And it goes all the way back to why did they make this deal in the first place without some level of certainty in what his future was going to hold around the Hurricanes? They didn't, but that doesn't change their goal of trying to contend for the Stanley Cup. And it does feel like you're conceding if you trade Mikko Rantanen before March 7th or on March 7th prior to the playoffs, you're not going to get the value in return, I don't think. So I tend to lean more to what Pierre is saying, but I also know, as does he, that Tulski is having those conversations.
Just quickly, was there anything new on the Buffalo Sabres front?
No, not really. I might touch on Buffalo tonight on Insider Trading in the sense that
there isn't anything.
Yeah, there really isn't anything new, despite the fact that we, the insiders and certain media people, want there to be. Like, we can conjure up a fit for Dylan Cousins basically, again, on every contending team, you know, across the National Hockey League. Likewise for Bo Byram. I mean, so many teams would love to have that level of an upgrade.
Yeah.
The interest is there. The offers and the players coming back aren't there yet. And, you know, there's been speculation around Alex Tuch. And I would put him in the same category as Dylan Cousins and Bo Byram. So I'm not willing to slam the door shut to say that I'm here and I'm telling you right now, those three guys, those two guys, one of those guys isn't going. I can't say that with any level of certainty. What I can tell you is that for Kevin Adams to move off the position that he is right now as we're having this conversation live is going to dramatically have to change. Somebody's going to have to put an offer on the table where you can go, okay, this is a hockey deal that I can live with because it doesn't hurt our future. It helps us now. And nobody has done that yet, but there's still time between now and next Friday.
I like how you're saying as we're having that conversation live, because you know that in an hour from now, in 2 hours later today, things can change. And that's how fluid the last week usually before the trade deadline is. But do you expect everything to come?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come down to next Friday, March 7th, because of, as you said, teams that don't know what they're doing. Like, I almost don't see anybody making trades until next Thursday night and Friday morning, because everybody's waiting to see what happens.
Well, and the reason that that's more likely, and there'll be some trades, right? They might not be headline grabbers, but there are teams that are going to make some moves here. And maybe it's some of the valued, but the lower end guys. You know, I'll throw a couple of names out at you. I look at Montreal and Armia and Jake Evans. Like, at some point here in the very near future, they're going to have to cut bait on what direction they're going. And those guys are valuable trade pieces, right? You know, you're not always looking for the Braden Shens or the Scott Laughtons or the players from the Buffalo, like any of that. I mean, that's big game hunting.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times there are teams out there, and I think Winnipeg comes to mind. You know, the Jets have won 11 in a row. there's no reason to meddle with chemistry. But if you were able to bring back an Armia, as an example, who played in Winnipeg, they know him well. He's a bottom six guy, but if somebody gets hurt, he's capable of playing in your top six. Why don't you try and make that move sooner rather than later? And it's not just Winnipeg. I mean, there are lots of teams that would show interest in him. But some of these bigger pieces, you know, again, I've done a lot of reporting on Braden Schenn and the possibility of him being traded. And Toronto most definitely has keen interest. But there's no gun to the head of Doug Armstrong, who has his captain under contract, to say, yeah, I'm going to trade this guy. Right? There's no guarantee of that happening. So, you know, if Brad Treliving or another general manager steps up, you know, on March 7th and makes that play and Braden Schenn waives his no trade clause, yeah, then the deal happens. So honestly, that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping those bigger names kind of hang in there until Thursday, Friday, so that we've got a lot going on those days.
You're a part-time co-worker here said it'd be fun if Braden Schenn and Luke Schenn both were traded to the same team. And I'm like, well, maybe Buffalo could be a player. And I'm putting everybody in the mix here. I've got the mixer out and I'm pressing.
How about Sidney Crosby? I mean, hey, we still have it. Like, would he, you know, he could play middle of the ice for the Buffalo Sabres, couldn't he? I mean, come on.
He could play defense. I don't care where he plays. He could play anywhere.
I was going to ask, who you think is going to be more active, the Penguins or the Rangers?
Eesh. I mean, there's still a lot of smoke around the New York Rangers, even though Chris Drury has, you know, he's made some deals this year that are interesting. Some would argue that they've been helpful, but they're not there yet. And there's just constant scrutiny and pressure on Drury to do something. What is he moving out? You know, besides some of the assets that we've talked about historically, Lindgren comes to mind. There's some other pieces. Larry Brooks has been kind of hinting at a Trevor Zegras possibility from the Anaheim Ducks. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, though, fellas, like, doesn't it feel like Kyle Dubas and the Penguins have to do something? I mean, how many times can this team get swatted around the way that they have and ownership not recognize? I'm sure Kyle does. He's a smart general manager. And, you know, I'll remind you, you know, he took that job in Pittsburgh on a 7-year term. 7 years. I mean, that doesn't happen. And the reason it was 7 years is because, okay, he went with ownership initially, and the Penguins were a buyer because they thought that they could maybe find a way with Sid and Gino and Letang and these pieces, and they tried, and it failed. And now they've got Erik Karlsson, who's taking on a $10 million contract because Pittsburgh doesn't want to have to retain on Erik Karlsson. Right. That's a tough one. That's a difficult one in season. So, yeah, I think that there's some other pieces that Kyle Dubas is looking at, but he should be busy. He should be as active as any general manager. Problem is, you know, I mean, we're talking about future Hall of Famers that I can't imagine are in play. That's the direction, really, he's going to have to take this organization, is making room and really embracing the idea of that rebuild.
Seth Jones, any retention there for Chicago to move him? And if they do, like, does that mean they have to get maybe a sweetener to the deal?
I would think so, but that's a curious one, and I know we got to go here, but like Seth's comments the other day, I haven't quite figured them out. Was he talking about the coach, the manager, the organization in general, his teammates, himself? Like, I mean, it's been a tough 4 years. Yeah, but you've been there for 4 years, and he wants out and he wants to win, and I can appreciate that. But his no trade list is like one or two teams. Okay, yeah. We'll expand it to 8 or 10 and then see what happens after that. So yeah. Chicago needs players, and you know, what team is going to break apart their roster? If you're the Dallas Stars, you're not giving up your young guys or roster players, big name roster players, to make that deal happen. So this is going to be a challenge for Pat Brisson and obviously for Kyle Davidson.
Dregs, thanks so much. Good luck with the deadline next week. We hope to connect before then.
I'm fired up. Let's go.
Darren Dreger, hockey insider from TSN. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.